said, hey, somebody out of town need you to play a rave. So I said, okay, where do they want me to do it? He said, 35 miles east of St. Louis. I just got off tour, but I can do one more. Just have $4,500 at the front door for 45 minutes, cause I don't work for free, and every 5 minutes after cost him a G. So I got on a plane and I tried not to sleep, but passed out for 3 double vodkas neat. Then I woke up in a cab, check my watch, it's only 30 minutes later. Damn, it must have stopped. How'd I get in this cab? When did the plane land? I must be tripping from too much to drink, man. Yo, cabbie, where are we? Is the hotel far? And where's the door handle on this fucked up car? He didn't reply, that's when it hit me like, whoa, this ain't the freeway, it's a fucking dirt road. Ain't a hotel in sight, can't be the way to the club. Something's going on, man, I wonder what. We pulled up to a building, the first thing I saw was 10 foot tall, reinforced steel walls. The door came open, and I sat there stunned. About 35 men with submachine guns. A man stepped up bold, he had a glass eye. Said, you're here to do a job for me, don't ask why. At least tell me your name, was my only reply. He said, I can do that, they call me Malachi. Take him to a cell, was the next thing he said. Blindfolded and tied up, handcuffed me to the bed. I'm like, damn, this is ill, it's probably just a dream. It can't be, my chest is covered with red beams. They say, get up, time to go, walk me to the door. I said, cause somebody tell me what the fuck I'm here for. Then caught a blow dead in my chest plate. He said, you're here to work. I'm like, yeah, great. They took me to a room with a chair in the middle and asked me to answer a riddle. He said, if death killed life and life returned from death, which would be the only one left? I'm like, that's simple. Death can never take life, because without life, no breath for death is left. He said, good answer, you graduate to the next. Now let's see what you can do with the tech. I said, you brought me here to play with guns and bust caps. I mix vinyl slabs of wax and write tracks. But if it comes to gats, I'll let you all know, I'll bring it like Schwarzenegger mixed with Rambo. He's like, settle down and you won't get hurt. About 2 a.m., you're gonna put in some work. You'll do what I tell you, and before you ask why, if you try to escape, then swamp, you're gonna die. They left me in a room that was freezing cold and said, get ready to demonstrate crowd control. It's 1:55 on the dot. They shoved a gun in my back and walked me over to the spot. We stepped inside, they took off my blindfold. I knew what it was, even with my eyes closed. It's an underground party, so I can't stall, because there's 4,500 people all on the wall. I look to the right, okay, I get the picture. Two turntables and a Vestax mixer. Got on the wheels and began to move feet. Had them bugging when I started juggling my breakbeats. Then they put the guns down, Malachi stood still. They were all off the wall to my mixing skills. Started shouting out what and yelling out for more. Everybody shaking ass all over the dance floor, with hands in the air, all about the chair, screaming out, oh yeah, blowing weed in the air. Till 6 a.m. I had it jumping off right, with subwoofers bumping all night. Malachi said it's over with the rise of the sun. Took me in the back room and cocked his gun. He said, it's been fun, but it's time to go. I said, I did what you asked me, I rocked the show. I know, he replied, that's the reason why. Your life's spare, keep cutting till the day you die. I'm knocked out cold with a blindfold on. Came to in my bed, I was back in my home. 50 grand in hand, but no worse for wear. So anytime they call me, best believe I'm there.